We have a new entertainment venue or provider in our region that really had their first big show in our region when they had the production Race, which was three nearly sold-out productions at Salisbury Boys Schools at their theater. They've got a couple more events lined up, coming up fairly quickly. So let's go to the telephone line right now and welcome in one of the co-founders, Lloyd Baruti. Lloyd, nice to speak to you today.
Hey, good morning. Nice to hear from you again.
All right. Well, you've got one three-night production under the belt, and you've got a couple of other interesting things coming up. Let's talk a little bit about how Race went, and now then we'll get on to what's coming up.
Yeah, that's great. So some of you will recall that I was on about 3 weeks ago when I introduced Showtown. Just to remind or refresh some people, or to inform some people who don't know about it, Showtown is a nonprofit organization started in Lakeville. Earlier this year, we started with obviously no name recognition, no mailing list, and obviously no customers and no venue even. But the idea was to bring entertainment and cultural events to the Northwest corner and the surrounding communities on a low-cost basis during primarily during the off-season. So our debut event was actually a pretty risky debut event. It was the David Mamet play Race, which is quite controversial. And we ran it for three performances over 24 hours about 3 weeks ago, as you mentioned, to nearly sold-out audiences, which I think proved the concept that there's a real market for serious theater in our area. But unfortunately, we haven't really had much of it. So in the spirit of continuing Showtown to various entertainment genres, what we did was we conceived a couple of other events, one of which is the event we're going to talk about today with Peter McCarron in a second, and that's Jazz at the White Hart. And that's an event that's going to occur on April 27th at 7 p.m. at the White Hart Inn. And Peter's going to tell you much more than I could ever tell you about what the lineup is there. The second event is called What the Heck Happened to My Kitchen? And that's going to occur on a little less than 1 week later on May 3rd, Friday, at the Catholic Church in Lakeville. And that is a pair of guys who are very well known in the food area, and they're going to discuss all the new gadgets and things, appliances in the kitchen that have transformed the kitchen and will do it in the future. And it should be a really fun event with a lot of interesting comments between the two individuals who give this. They're the most entertaining group and one of the most knowledgeable. Now, getting back to the jazz, I will say that as of about 5 minutes ago, we had sold 97 of our 100 tickets, and I never expected it to almost 2 weeks before that. Typically, when you sell tickets in the Northwest corner, you're begging to sell tickets, and you don't sell all your tickets. So this has been a remarkable sales result, and all I can say before I hand over to Peter is that if anybody wants to get an advance purchase ticket for this, they better go faster than getting an Adele ticket that just went on sale, or Blackpink, because I can tell you that there's three tickets left. Now, that doesn't mean that if you don't get one of those tickets, you won't be able to get in. We do have a very limited number of tickets for people who come at the door. There's no guarantee they'll get a seat. And we expect there'll be some turnover during the show because it is for 2.5 hours, and there'll be a chance for people to eventually get seats. But if somebody really wants to go, they'll go. But this thing is—I'm afraid it's quite sold out. So we're sort of—it's a good place to be, but you know the idea here is to provide entertainment to the community, and I only wish we had a bigger venue or more shows. But we're learning as we go along here. So that's where we are on that.
All right, let's bring Peter in here. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us. I don't know if you get up this early in the morning all the time, but we appreciate you joining us live on the air. So let's talk a little bit about your history of music for a few moments to get people who don't know you understand a little bit more about you and your music.
Okay, sure. I've been a jazz musician for many years. I've had a presence in the area. I've produced a lot of concerts. Just a few quick things. I performed with the great blues man Clarence Gatemouth Brown for about 12 years, which was really interesting and a great learning experience. Plus, a lot of the avant-garde people in the downtown school in New York, people that, you know, I used to play at the Knitting Factory a lot and things like that, those kind of venues. But I also have a great love of mainstream straight-ahead jazz. And the group on the 27th is more to the mainstream side of things. It's a great lineup. Dave Santoro on bass, who's a professor at Berklee College of Music in Boston, and an esteemed player and educator. Tom Melito, wonderful drummer who's played with so many people. He's got a big recording catalog. Mike DeRubo on saxophone, who is a terrific alto saxophonist, one of the leading voices on the instrument in 2019. And Zakai Curtis. And that's how this all started. I was playing at Dizzy's Club last fall with Zakai's big band, his Latin big band, and Lloyd was at that concert. And so
you might want to say that's Jazz at Lincoln Center at the Time Warner Center in New York.
Right, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, right, exactly, which is at Jazz at Lincoln Center. So I was playing there last September with Zakai's big band, and Lloyd came to the event, and I had met Lloyd a little bit before that, and I told him that, and he came, and he was very excited to do something with jazz in the Northwest Corner. So we're having Zakai come up as well to be our pianist.
All right, now, and it's. I'm glad you mentioned the style of jazz you're going to play, because I think a lot of people don't realize that the word jazz is not like the word acid rock or. I mean, there's so many different variations of that one word, jazz.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when in rock, it's already subcategorized. Yeah, when you say jazz. It could be so many different areas of the music. So this will be more, I mean, coming out, it's post-bop, if that means anything to people. It's mainstream, you know, that we're playing on chords and structures that are recognizable, playing tunes, basically, some original, some maybe obscure, some standards. But it's more... oriented to that side of the music.
Yeah, I put, you know, it's funny, I put jazz and classical music in that category, that there's so many different variations. It's nice knowing ahead of time when you go in which variation you're going to lean towards. It doesn't always stay there, though. I think that's what's great about jazz is that really the personality of the people playing it does take over with the music. It's amazing.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm saying that's our jumping off point. Yeah. That's what we're starting at. But like any music, you know, with great players, it just goes to some other place, and it's almost, you can't categorize it. It just gets to this very, in my mind, for me, music is such a important part of my life. It's a very spiritual place, and that's what I think most musicians are trying to get to.
We are talking about Jazz at the White Hart, which is the second show for Showtown putting on. It's going to be at the White Hart on Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. Tickets, more information, even though there's three only available, it's like advanced tickets left, showtown.org. And just look for the ticket link there. And before we wrap up, Lloyd, so you'll have this event, which comes up on the 27th, and then once again, I call them the Fabulous Cookbook Guys, because whenever they show up on QVC, they sell out their books, thousands of books, within about 20 minutes. They're amazing.
Yeah. So it's Bruce Weinstein and Mark Scarborough, and they're an amazing couple. They're unbelievably entertaining and informative. And Mark is also a bit of an intellectual. He's a PhD in literature who gives lectures on William Faulkner at the Scoville Library in Salisbury. It's a whole series. They're sold out. I mean, you'd never expect that they'd be. I have to turn people away.
I first met them in the book lecture that they did at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. These book clubs, that they're not only are they interesting guys, they are very funny, and
Very funny.
They just know how to get information across with a sense of humor. They're just really terrific.
Right. So we're encouraging people to come. It's absolutely free, and we're looking to fill some more seats there. So come on, guys. In terms of jazz, I think we've really struck a chord here, to use a pun. I think that if this works out as well as we think it will, there'll be a lot more of that coming down the pike, because that's a lot of fun.
All right.
And, Marshall, I'd like to mention another event happening on May 4th. Lloyd and I talked about this since we're almost sold out. The Litchfield Jazz Camp is doing their fundraiser called Spring Spirits at the Litchfield Distillery. And if people are interested in that, they can go to litchfieldjazzcamp.com, their website, and just scroll down and you'll see a link to the fundraiser, Litchfield Distillery. There'll be live jazz there with some great musicians. Albert Rivera is bringing his trio in, and there'll be wonderful hors d'oeuvres and, of course, signature cocktails from Litchfield Distillery.
And there'll be an auction. There'll be an auction, too.
And a live auction.
And there's going to be a villa in Tuscany and a cruise on a jazz ship and all kinds of things you can bid on. And actually, for fundraisers, it's not that expensive. It's actually probably half as much or maybe a third as much as a lot of the fundraisers I've seen around here. I really encourage people to go. If they can't get into our event at the White Hart, definitely try and get into the Jazz Camp fundraiser event on Saturday, May 4th at Litchfield Distillery.
All right, for everybody, it's showtown.org, showtown.org. And don't worry, we're going to talk more in the next week or two about the next event that is coming up for Showtown. So that should be a lot of fun when we get that interview going. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Once again, Showtown is the organization. And their address on the web is showtown.org for tickets and more information.